Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as we know, he's become a national treasure. That's Scott Jennings. Here's an example from CNN last week on the Epstein files.
Connection to Epstein, as shown in those emails, according to Epstein, is unsavory, and it's not good.
Is that new information that he knew Jeffrey Epstein? Is it new information that Trump excommunicated him from Mar-a-Lago? The only new information that we got this week off those emails was that somebody from the New York Times was advising Jeffrey Epstein, and we learned tonight from the Washington Post that Jeffrey Epstein was programming Democratic members of Congress. We didn't learn anything we didn't already know about Donald Trump, hated Donald Trump, and now Democrats are aligning themselves with Jeffrey Epstein because Orange Man bad.
Yeah, so he keeps some strands. CNN, I made the mistake about a week and a half ago of watching that CNN show with Abby Phillips when Jennings was not on the panel, and it was no fun at all. It's a lot more fun when he's on. Now, the way that I got to know Scott and he became part of this show when I was on KMOX is because we have a mutual friend in Joe Arnold, and I got to know Joe, 30 years ago when he was in Louisville at WHAS, and I was in Milwaukee, and we hired their program director, and I said, Joe, I need some dirt on the PD. And he's with us tonight because Joe interviewed Scott Jennings for Scott's syndicated radio show. And that's going to air tonight at 8 p.m. Joe Arnold, I don't even know if I did the intro properly. There's so much going on right now. How are you?
We'll just keep talking. This is great.
Well, I mean, it's so funny because I've shared this before. I used to listen to your overnight radio show when I was driving to do a morning show in Milwaukee because I was familiar with WHAS. Then to come find out decades later that your news guy in the middle of the night was the one and only Scott Jennings, barely out of high school. Then he goes on. He works in the Bush administration. He works for Senator McConnell. He's got a great firm in Louisville. And at one point, 8 or 9 years ago, you say, hey, you need to get my friend Scott Jennings on the air. And that's how
I had to convince you. I had to say, really? He's like, well, we have a lot of political people on the show. I don don't know.
And I probably was because it was CNN. You're like, oh, he's on CNN all the time. Did I really throw up a flag at first? I don't remember that part.
Well, I had to kind of convince you, I think, to maybe just get him on the show. Now, at that time, you might recall, Scott was kind of a free agent. When he first sort of put himself out there into the pundit sphere, he was on Fox News. He was on MSNBC. He was on CNN. In fact, back in the 2016 race, I don't know if you remember this or not, Greta Van Susteren was let go by Fox. And Brit Hume came in to kind of anchor and take over most of the election coverage leading up to the – and he needed someone who was solid, and he reached out to Scott. So it was Brit and Scott were basically – I mean, every night Scott was breaking down the poll numbers – and Britt was looking at this guy saying, where did he come from? Because Scott's just so capable. And actually, it goes back to Scott being a journalist in the first place.
Yeah.
And being a newsman. He always had that sense of it. And is not going to, which I think serves us very well as consumers of media, as well as him very well as a pundit. Because you can't catch him in a lie or in a falsehood or in an exaggeration. Because he has that journalistic sense going in.
So what's funny about that, Joe, is I was always, and this was just out of habit, I think a lot of us were like this, I was always a CNN guy. So I wasn't watching Fox back in 2016. So that's why I never saw him. But then we started having him on the show. And of course, the connection is Joe is from Belleville. You're a big Cardinals fan. Even though Scott grew up in Kentucky, did he become a Cardinal? Like when you guys started to get to know each other, did that bring you guys together
Cardinals
as friends?
Fan.
Yeah.
Western Kentucky is Cardinals haven there as well. And so, no, we began talking immediately about the Cardinals. First of all, I recognized his talent. And I was an older, you know, I was on the air doing my talk show, and he was a college student.
Right.
You know, kind of moonlighting or working overnight. But we began talking baseball pretty soon there, and then even going to games together and that sort of thing. But it was pretty clear to me from the beginning that he had a special talent.
Well, so his book is called The Revolution of Common Sense, How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for Western Civilization. I had him on in the 3 o'clock hour. As you know, he's very busy today, and I'm honored that, you know, he thinks so much of the St. Louis audience and my show to come on here. But this is really cool, and you told me this last week. The show tonight, because his syndicated show is on in the daytime, but we air it here on 97.1 FM Talk at 8 p.m. You're actually going to host the show interviewing Jennings about his book. That's what we're going to hear in a couple hours.
That's exactly right. This is a chance for us to kind of go through. And frankly, I was talking to Fred a moment ago. He's asking me about the questions. I said, in all honesty, I'm more of a batting practice pitcher. I'm pretty much like the old days where he says, groove one right here. But he and I have known each other for so long, and I'm not saying we can finish each other's sentences, but we pretty much talk every day before he goes on his CNN hits, and we sort of talk through things. And I just, he of course then can take all the bullets, and I can just kind of sit back and enjoy it, right?
Well, you're a great sounding board. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So that's what it, I mean. So as you talked about last time we were on the air together, you know, helped him kind of sound off some things on the book as well. So I pretty much know the book, you know, forwards and backwards. And I thought it was important for me to, and with the opportunity that he invited me, just to, you know, hit on some of those things like you did earlier in your interview with him, especially the Western civilization part.
Well, and it is amazing how, and I'll give you an example. So I was with my friend Jeff Rainford, who is a Democrat, a staunch Democrat, but not a crazy one here in St. Louis. He's on my round table. He used to be in Mayor Slay's administration, Joe. And he had a cousin that came in from, lives in Alabama, but actually went to Texas A&M. So we went, Jeff was nice enough to include me and offer me a ticket for the Mizzou Texas A&M game. And his cousin's in the back seat with his son, and Rainford and I are just blah, blah, blah politics. And Jennings' name comes up, and I don't know the cousin's, you know, politics at all. And he's like, oh my God, Scott Jennings, he's the best. I love that guy. He's on. Now, Rainford didn't even really know who he was because he's not watching the late night stuff and paying his close enough attention. But it's amazing how many people, and I've experienced this, and I'm sure you have because you're so close to him, you say the name. If I'd have said the name a year ago before the debate, I don't think the recognition would have been nearly as much as it was once everything kind of started falling into place with Kamala and Biden. That's when he really took off.
And I think what happened is, and this again speaks to Scott's talent to be able to say things succinctly, is that most of the attention has not been by people watching CNN. It's by the aggregators picking up on these viral clips.
Yes.
And those kind of just ricocheted all across the, especially the conservative blogosphere, because most of those conservatives aren't going to watch CNN, right? And so as a result, I don't know how CNN still hasn't figured this out, and they need to be able to somehow monetize or take advantage of the fact that these clips that are the best content that they have, but are for the most part being seen by people who aren't going to turn the channel over to CNN.
Right. Well, that's hilarious. So what Scott said, and I kind of assumed the answer was, I said, well, are you getting any invites for, you know, because he should be promoting this book on Fox, but it's a competition issue,
right. And
he's on CNN. But as he joked, he's like, well, when I tune into Fox, I see myself because they're playing the clips. I mean, Joe, you know this. There was a point last year, and I kind of had to just kind of laugh at it, and it was just living in the moment, where I had almost every political guest that I've had on for years that all of a sudden starts name-checking Scott Jennings.
Yeah. And you're like, I know that guy.
Yeah. I've known him for a while.
You know, you're talking on your, I listened earlier when you were talking to Scott in your interview with him. You talked about meeting him at Churchill Downs at the Derby when you came in and I introduced you guys, and at least in person. But I was thinking about that later on, not that I'm envious or anything, but when I introduced him to you, I had more Twitter followers than him. You know,
I mean, yeah. Well, but, I think I did
so
too.
I've lost them because I've left TV. I've lost a bunch. I'm like at 5,000 or 6,000. He's at 880,000. Yeah, so
it's
amazing. A whole different stratosphere.
It really is.
Proud of him, and it's great. And he talked about it. He mentioned it earlier. Very humble beginnings. I mean, his father literally, you know, worked as a garbage man, and you know, his parents had a hard time sometimes figuring out, you know, how to make ends meet and where the next month was going to come from. And it was his intellect and his abilities that, you know, got him to where he is. And thankfully, the right people at the right time recognized that. And I am very proud of him. And I'm hoping that your listeners can tune in tonight at 8 for our conversation.
Dude, I love it. And I love your friendship with him. And I'm so glad that I've been looped in on that. We have a great Cardinals string that wasn't quite as exciting the last 2 years that we text each other on. But I can't wait to listen tonight. I think it's fun. I mean, Joe Arnold's radio chops, ladies and gentlemen, even though you're not in this business anymore, are amongst the best out there. And you know I'm a fan of your work, and you worked at WHAS-TV. We need to figure out a way. I mean, honest to God, you and he's in the syndicated radio world, but I was thinking about this. You guys doing a podcast together would be outstanding. So, you know, you got to think about those things down the line as well. The book is called The Revolution of Common Sense: How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for Western Civilization. It is out tomorrow. You can hear Joe's interview with Scott tonight at 8 p.m. Thank you, Joe Arnold, for coming on this afternoon. I'll talk to you soon.
See you, bud.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.